I'm Steve Junker with the Weekend Outlook, where we take a look at what's happening on the arts and culture scene. Joining us from the Cape Cod Times newsroom, back from vacation, is Kathy Scrizzi Driscoll. Hi, Kathy.
Hi, Steve.
Kathy, there's a first happening this weekend, the first ever Cape Cod Bird Festival. What a great idea. Tell us about this.
Well, it is because we're told that bird watching is the second most popular hobby in the U.S., second only to gardening. Like 50 million people do it. So a certain percentage of that's going to be on the Cape this weekend. And the big public event is Sunday. There's a family day at the Cape Cod Museum of Natural History in Brewster. They've got all kinds of things running all day, bird carving class, craft projects, talks on like bird watching for beginners. There's a 6-year-old bird feather expert from Brewster who's going to be there and that you can talk to. And there's also going to be an owl show and bird walks. Most of the events are free except the owl show and a bird banding demonstration. And then on Friday afternoon and Saturday during the day, there's a marketplace at the Cape Codder Resort and Spa in Hyannis, because that's kind of their headquarters for this. So you can go and see bird paintings, carvings, photographs, birdhouses, get all your equipment for that hobby. I'm sure they're planning to make this an annual event if it goes well. So there seems to be a lot going on.
And there are a couple of other nature-related activities to explore, one on the Lower Cape, one in the Mid-Cape area.
On the Lower Cape, it's the fourth annual Celebrate Our Waters weekend that begins Friday with the Cape Cod Paddling Film Festival, and then it takes place Saturday and Sunday, kind of all day in like 30 locations. Around Orleans is the center of it, but they've also got things going on in Eastham and Brewster. That's walks, bike rides, talks, tours, kayak trips. Ends with a bonfire on Nauset Beach. The main exhibit tent and the children's craft tent, they're located at Depot Square in Orleans, so that's kind of the hub of it. Then there is the Cape Cod Wildlife Collaborative sponsoring the fourth annual Cape Cod Wildlife Festival. That's running 10 to 3 Saturday at the Long Pasture Wildlife Sanctuary in Cumaquid. They're going to have all kinds of environmental organizations there with exhibits and activities. There's a live birds of prey presentation, book signings by local authors. So if you're a nature lover, this is the weekend to be on the Cape.
But it's not all nature events. There are a couple of art festivals to check out as well. Shall we start in Provincetown?
Sure. It's the 10 Days of Art Festival. Last year they had it at the Herring Cove Beach House. This year they're moving it to Town Hall, and they're going to start out with a grand opening 5 to 8 p.m. on Friday. That's going to be kind of a meet the artist event with music and video projections, but then events, exhibits, music, performance, photography, that's all going to continue at the hall through September 22nd. Then down in Harwich, they've got the annual Harwich Cranberry Arts and Music Festival. That's going to run during the day on Saturday and on Sunday at Brooks Park. And kind of concurrently with that is a music festival that's going to be held at the ball field nearby from 2:30 to 8:30 p.m. both days. So you've got all kinds of crafts with arts and artisans in one place and all kinds of local musicians in the other.
And on the Vineyard, a great annual event gets underway next week. It's Martha's Vineyard Fashion Week.
Yes, it starts on Monday with the Aquina Jewelry Trunk Show that's taking place from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. in Vineyard Haven. Then there's going to be opening night events that day, including the debut of Dressed MV, a new magazine about fashion and style on the Vineyard. That's going to start at 7 o'clock at the Harborview Hotel in Edgartown. Then events continue throughout the week. There's going to be themed films at the Martha's Vineyard Film Center, all kinds of fashion shows, galas, music and art shows, and it ends up with a big gala event that next Saturday.
To find out more about all of these events and so much else that's happening this weekend on the Cape and Islands, check out the Cape Week section in the Cape Cod Times. You can find links along with audio of this conversation at our website, capeandislands.org. Kathy Scrizzi Driscoll, thank you for speaking with us.
Thank you, Steve.